Gene Pitney's career as a singer, songwriter, and producer took him around the world, but always returned to his hometown, Rockville, now part of Vernon, Connecticut. His nickname, after all, was the Rockville Rocket. Treasures from Gene Pitney's personal archives are now on display at an exhibit at Arts Center East in the Rockville section of Vernon. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman took a tour and filed this report.
That's Gene Pitney's 1962 hit, Only Love Can Break a Heart, played on a restored 1960 Rockola Tempo 2 jukebox. It's the same jukebox shown in the opening scene of the film Town Without Pity. Coincidentally, Gene Pitney scored his first big hit singing the title song to that movie. There are so many connections like this in the exhibit Gene Pitney, the Rockville Rocket at Arts Center East. Emily Frederick Santanella is the vice president of the Gene Pitney Commemorative Committee. Her father, Brian Frederick, was a close friend of Pitney's, and before he died, he asked Frederick to be his personal archivist. Almost all of the exhibit comes from Pitney's personal archives, and much of it has never been seen before. Frederick Santanella takes me on a tour of the exhibit, starting with Pitney's childhood. First stop, the Old Palace Theater in Rockville. It's not there anymore, but on display is a huge side panel from the original sign and an old ticket taker.
The reason that we've incorporated the Palace Theater is because Mr. Pitney worked there as an usher for a while when he was a teenager, and that was actually where he made his first stage performance.
That was in 1958, Pitney's senior year. Also in the Rockville room is the 1958 Rockville High School yearbook. A sign from the old Bud's Music Shop on Main Street announcing Gene Pitney's first album, and a replica of Pitney's legendary red coupe.
He would drive around town, and he was known for this cherry red coupe, and the story goes that's what he was sitting in when he wrote Hello Mary Lou down at Walker's Reservoir.
Hello Mary Lou was a big hit for Ricky Nelson in 1961, and in the exhibit you can see the various drafts of the song. Pitney worked and reworked the lyrics, from his first draft in the red coupe on Walker's Reservoir to the final product.
Heard the pitter-patter of your feet, took a second look and said, ooh-wee, that's not in the final version. And he still left the line, then Tommy said, give it a whirl and I'll introduce you to that girl. But then he deleted that out. So it's really cool to see the evolution of the song and the way he edited it down.
The exhibit is chock full of sheet music, posters from his early shows, industry awards, and other artifacts that give you a sense of his amazing career as a singer, songwriter, and producer. But it goes even further, diving into Pitney's creative process, which, like many great songwriters, came in flashes of inspiration.
He wrote on the back of the calendar page. Like, when he started writing, I mean, we have handwritten lyrics on regular notebook paper, there's some on typing paper, there's some on the back of calendars, there's some on that very last cardboard page of a notebook where you ran out of paper but still had to get the words down.
We come across another landmark in Pitney's songwriting career, the Crystals' 1962 number one hit, He's a Rebel. Unlike Hello Mary Lou, the handwritten lyrics on display only have a few changes. Another room focuses on his years touring, wowing audiences around the world. From Dick Clark bus tours, where he became friends with so many other recording artists of his generation, to a picture of Pitney with producer Phil Spector and a group of rough-looking British lads.
It's funny because Andrew Lou Goldham actually called Mr. Pitney before he was leaving, before he caught his flight out of town, and said, hey, I've got these guys in a recording studio, I'm trying to get them to record. They don't get along. Can you come help me out? So they're actually credited on the Rolling Stones' first album on the song Little by Little, where Mr. Pitney played piano, and they say Phil Spector had the maracas.
The exhibit ends back in the Rockville room, where we see images and memorabilia from Gene Pitney's final years. In 2006, while in Wales as part of a tour of the UK, Gene Pitney suffered a massive heart attack and died. Frederick Santanella says, at heart, Pitney was a small-town boy. While he always kept a busy touring schedule, she says Pitney never wandered too far from his boyhood home.
When he was, you know, touring like crazy in the 60s, he would still come back and MC a talent show for the Rockville Exchange Club. He would come back and be the parade marshal for the town. He did the Academy Awards and then came back and got a key to the city. He was just as happy in Rockville as Rockville was happy with him.
Gene Pitney, the Rockville Rocket, runs through this weekend at Arts Center East in Vernon, Connecticut. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.